Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. 21 people were hurt, one critically, in an explosion at a historic hotel in Fort Worth, Texas. The Sandman Signature in the city's downtown was undergoing construction. Craig Trojacek is with the Fort Worth Fire Department.
We have not made 100% determination, but we wanted to make it clear that this was some type of gas explosion. And we're still working on the details of that to figure out what all caused that.
Police say a man killed two people at a Super 8 motel about 20 miles outside of Duluth, Minnesota. KBJR-TV reporter Kara Kopp from Cloquet.
The Cloquet Police Department asked residents to shelter in place after hearing reports of an active shooter at the Super 8. Multiple law enforcement members had their guns drawn and surrounded the Super 8 building. Police later informed us three people were found dead inside the Super 8, one of them being the suspect. As of now, we are not aware of any other injuries or death. But while on scene, I did see a number of police officers looking into nearby vehicles.
The NTSB says it's unclear if a cabin panel that blew off an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane was properly attached or if bolts had been installed. United says it has found loose bolts on door plugs of some of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve has more.
Those are the bolts that are part of what hold that panel in place. That should be sealed and airtight upon delivery. These planes, from what we hear from sources, it's at least five 737 MAX 9s that United found loose bolts around that panel that came off on the plane.
Severe weather is a possibility overnight in some southern states. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson with the details.
We've had wind coming all the way across the south, and now we have a tornado watch in effect until 7 a.m. Central Time, and that includes Alabama, the panhandle of Florida, Missouri, and Louisiana.
A family-owned restaurant in Georgia called Jen Chan's is the target of online threats and criticism for charging customers to pay the costs of health insurance for its employees. Correspondent Jim Krasula explains.
The Atlanta business has been charging customers a 4% fee to pay the cost of health insurance. Co-owner Emily Chan.
We feel like there's a pretty huge crisis going on with health insurance. No one can afford it.
Chan says the restaurant's cost of group health insurance for its workers has tripled in recent years.
Michigan lived up to its number one ranking, beating number two Washington to win the college football playoff title game. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is under a winter storm watch. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it will be windy, too. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana on Monday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Up Front he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers says he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
A Packer player sent to the hospital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs had to be sent to a nearby hospital after taking a hit against the Bears Sunday night that left him coughing up blood on the sidelines. Matt LaFleur with an update on Doubs, listed with a chest injury.
This morning, it seems to be he's doing better, but he'll be day-to-day, I would say.
Did you go to the hospital to get checked out?
Yes, he did.
Is he out now? Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
The Packers play the Cowboys Sunday in Dallas. College football. The Michigan Wolverines are national champions. They beat Washington last night 34-13. It's the first national title for Michigan since 1997 when one of their players, Charles Woodson, won the Heisman Trophy. NBA. The Bucks with another loss at home, 132-116. The Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on how the Jazz kept finding open shots.
You know, they were just shooting behind our switches, you know, and that's something we stress, you know, being physical, pushing up, switch under. You know, we dug ourselves in a hole, but we kept fighting.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter storm warning going into effect. A little bit of a mix of freezing drizzle and snow to all snow overnight, with temperatures holding steady in the lower 30s. Any kind of accumulation, an inch or less. During the day Tuesday, 3 to 7 inches, highs in the lower 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom. It's an I'm loving it Monday edition. I'm loving it.
How you loving doing? It. Loving every minute of recruiting. Good to see you, man. Happy Monday. Nate, working so hard on the board. Thank you, sir. Of course, our fair audience, happy Monday. Here we go again. It's going to be a busy couple of months, I think.
Well, it's going to start this week, Dom. I'll tell you all about it soon. The For the Love of Democracy tour kicks off right after the Snowmageddon that happens tomorrow. You know, my kid's school already canceled. Middleton schools already called off for tomorrow. I haven't seen a snowflake yet.
Ah, they got days to burn, man. You know, teachers need a break too.
Well, I hope they get them out. The first real snowstorm of the year, Dom. The first big one.
By the lake here, though, Crudy, supposed to be not quite as bad along Lake Michigan, but I understand Madison, some parts of Wisconsin, could have get up to 9 or more inches. Damn.
Don't want to talk about the snow yet, Dom.
No, okay.
Because today, Dom, we're leading weed.
Yeah, baby.
Today, finally, Dom, is the good news that we get to talk about the legalization of recreational marijuana right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
No, that's not quite. No, it's not recreational. And unfortunately,
medicinal.
Yes, there we go.
Use of marijuana, where I, as someone that garners a lot of anxiety relief, Dom, from smoking the cannabis flower occasionally, I would be able to go and seek and get medical relief.
Well, I mean, depends on what your actual ailment was. I mean, I got to be honest. So, you know, obviously the Republicans have now put forth this effort in Wisconsin. They're coming around, man. They're going to legalize medicinal marijuana. And this is so bad. I mean, I cannot imagine a more unbecoming legalization bill than what the Republicans have offered right now.
Wait, but here's the sweetest part.
Yeah?
The state of Wisconsin's going to be your dealer.
What? These Republicans? I mean, I thought it was all about, you know, small business and capitalism. Are you going to have, what, the socialist weed? Is that what we're talking about right now?
Well, you're going to have badger weed? Because the state of Wisconsin, uniquely, there are 38 other states that have done some version of medicinal marijuana. And this promises to be the most restrictive so far. Yeah. And uniquely, Dom, and you give it to these Republicans for creative thought.
If you say you're going to legalize marijuana, I can't imagine more of a buzzkill than what these Republicans have proposed.
Well, it'll be right down at the DOT. You go right there and you pull a number and you just sit there for hours and hours and hours. And eventually a bureaucrat, who came up with the bright idea to put the state in charge here?
Oh, man.
Of the dispensaries, not the experts, not even medical professionals, but some newly created branch of state bureaucracy.
New deep state going to be the drug dealer, man. I mean, how very Robin Boss of us.
Wow. Assembly GOP proposes medical marijuana bill that would create state-run dispensaries. I love it already, Dom. I'm loving it. I'm loving this proposal. Not. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Monday announced a bill creating a medical marijuana program in state-run dispensaries in Wisconsin, marking the first time an effort to legalize cannabis was pushed by at least one leader of the Republican-controlled state legislature. But it doesn't appear to have the backing of key members of the Senate yet. That's okay. We don't want it either. Including the leader of Republicans in the chamber and the senator that has introduced a less restrictive medical marijuana bill in the past. Wisconsin is one of 12 states where recreational or medical marijuana is not available.
Boo! Boo!
12 states in the entire nation. We're down to the last 12. We're down to the dirty dozen, Dom! Democratic lawmakers and Governor Tony Evers have for years called for legalization of marijuana for recreational and medical use, but have been blocked so far by GOP legislative leaders. Yeah, I'm looking forward to new maps in 2024, Dom. Now Republican lawmakers, at least on the assembly side, are growing warmer. Are they growing warmer? Is it global warming, Dom? Or growing warmer to the idea of allowing marijuana use for medicinal purposes? But the bill released Monday would not allow users to smoke cannabis, nor would it pave the way for private dispensaries in Wisconsin. You can only use it our way. Let me tell you, the consumer, how you will receive your relief.
Medicine. Yes, yes. Your medicine. You're going to tell us how we have to get the medicine? Okay, that's very interesting. Thank you, Dr. Voss.
Well, let me quote Dr. Voss. You know, I have seen him pictured in the full gear, right? He looked a little like a epidemiologist that day. The people of Wisconsin have said they want us to try to find solutions for problems that vex our society.
Yeah, new maps ought to help with that.
There are very few Republicans that I know, and I would say most employers and even an awful lot of citizens that do not want to see this become an end around to get us towards recreational marijuana.
Oh, heaven forbid, not recreational marijuana where we can go across all these borders and just go pick it up and come back with it, paying all those taxes, hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. And I don't know about you, Robin Voss, but I would say most employers want their employees be on the job sober, period. And let me tell you something else. Marijuana's already here, man. So whatever consumption is being done right now is already being done. And as a prior business owner and a cannabis user myself, I would absolutely want my employees to come in sober and do the job that they're being paid to do. Absolutely. But what they do on their own time, man, I don't want them coming in and drinking in the morning on the job. I don't want them coming and smoking weed in the morning on the job. But if they go home, what they do on their own time, that's fine. I mean, how many hours in the state of Wisconsin are lost to alcoholic hangovers? You know what I mean?
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bigger problem. So if you're really concerned about what employers thought, maybe you should try to, I don't know, make alcohol prohibition real again.
You know, I'd point out we are an independent product, and pretty much our workplace pursuits are our own. So let's not hammer on a guy that might come in and need a little creative help in the morning. Just saying, it goes well with Diet Dew.
I'm just saying, Robin Voss, come on, man. In a statement, Evers spokeswoman Britt Kutubek did not say whether Evers would sign the bill released Monday.
Don't do it, Tony.
He told told reporters last week that he would approve a restrictive medical marijuana bill unless Republicans include a poison pill like cuts to taxes or diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives that he opposes. Kudebec said this, if the governor will be reviewing Assembly Republicans' proposal, and he looks forward to hearing from Wisconsinites and other stakeholders as the bill moves through the legislative process. Boss said the bill has the support of at least 50 Republicans in the Assembly, which would be enough to pass the proposal without Democratic votes.
Wait. You're going to pass a legalized marijuana bill without the support of Democrats. And I'm not trying to cast aspersions here on one party or the other, Dom. But if there's a stoner party, it's the Democrats. You're not going to ask any of the stoners.
Come on, man.
Stakeholders, let's call us.
Me too, man. Don't act like that's not happening. I don't believe that for a minute. Come on, all you libertarian-leaning Republicans out there, you know who you are. I know who you are.
I thought it was mostly brown liquor, three fingers deep.
Well, that's totally fine as well. We wanted to focus on putting a program together that would get the votes in the Assembly to show that we actually were serious about getting this done. Democrats have previously accused Republicans of promoting their medical marijuana bill during an election year, despite knowing it doesn't have the votes to become law.
Is it 2024? Is it an election year again? Here comes a medical marijuana proposal from the GOP.
The first thing out of the gates, dude. Our friend, State Senator Melissa Agard of Madison, who...
Let's take her temperature, because if Melissa likes this bill, there's probably something to it. I wonder what Melissa thinks.
She said, putting forward an overly restrictive medical cannabis bill does not move our state in the right direction. It is disappointing to see that yet again, Wisconsin Republican legislators are acting as health professionals when they are not. I firmly believe that we must trust doctors, patients, and caretakers to make these personal medical decisions, Agard said in a statement. Using marijuana for medical purposes with a doctor's approval is a popular idea among Wisconsin voters. 83% supported in 2019, the only time the Marquette University Law School poll asked the question. GOP leaders have previously said support was building in their caucus for the idea, but previous iterations of the bill haven't gotten far in the legislature beyond getting a public hearing in 2022. In a statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu did not say whether he supported the Assembly GOP's plan, but said specific details of the proposal are important and need to be thoroughly vetted before the Senate decides how to proceed. The Assembly's medical marijuana proposal will move through the normal legislative process, including committee action, before being considered by the full Senate.
You know, here's the part that's really a quandary to me. What is it? The Delta 9's illegal, but the Delta 8's legal.
Right.
And there are plenty of legal marijuana dispensaries right here in the great state of Wisconsin. We got a business relationship with the Herbal Aspect right here in Madison. I mean, three dispensaries, they can sell it under state law and under federal law. And they can sell cannabis flower, my understanding, Dom. I think I've acquired a few legal cannabis flowers from the Herbal Aspect. So, Dom, I don't quite understand the need for this. And I mean, quite frankly, other than the 83% support that Republicans find themselves on the wrong side of history again, I mean, you can't be on the wrong side of every freaking issue, can you, Robin Voss? Even Scott Walker blamed his loss on legalized marijuana. So if this were a real proposal, we'd be down for it. But if Melissa Agard says, hell no, you know, you ain't got, if you don't get love from Melissa, you ain't got no love for that bill, Dom.
Come on. Devil's Our Republicans advocates. Indicated their proposal would be more restrictive than the 38 states that currently allow it. The plan is for 5 dispensaries managed by the State Department of Health Services in each Medicaid region. That's a great idea, boss. You kidding me, man?
Love is what we got. Tell you all about the tour for the Love of Democracy 2024. It's coming soon, and it's sponsored by our friends at Chad's Design Build.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates. Break. Thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. You can always join us on the lines 844-967-2789. Crudy, Wisconsin's going up in smoke. Robin Voss, the Republicans have put out a proposal, some ideas to legalize medicinal marijuana in the state of Wisconsin. And of course, leave it to the Republicans to make that announcement a huge buzzkill. And here's a few of the details I want to make sure we get out there to our audience. Again, you can join us 844-967-2789. The state would run the dispensaries, as mentioned before the break. Five dispensaries managed by the State Department of Health Services would be in each Medicaid region, which Republicans said would mark the first time a state has run dispensaries. You know, doing it our own way here, Crudy.
Much like Scott Walker did by not expanding Medicaid, you know, his unique take on Obamacare.
And isn't it
the Wisconsin
could it possibly
way?
Be just a jab at, let's see. If communities of color were overly regulated and overly policed for the weed, and now it becomes what, legal or semi-legal, that, you know, no, they can't make some money on that. What already put them in prison or put them in